first-degree murder. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A New York grand jury has indicted Peyton Gendron on that one charge that covers all 10 of the people the white 18-year-old is accused of killing in a shooting rampage targeting black shoppers at a Buffalo grocery store.
Police say he murdered 10 people because of their skin color. If convicted of first-degree murder, he could spend the rest of his life behind bars. The investigators say Gendron opened fire in that parking lot, then continued the rampage inside of the busy store.
Fox's Alexis McAdams outside the court. When Gendron left that courtroom this morning, someone shouted to him that he's a coward. President Biden will soon fly off to Asia, going to South Korea, then Japan. But first, he just met with the leaders of Finland and Sweden, supporting their attempt to join NATO, saying moments ago,
"The president, prime minister, and I committed that we're going to work together to remain vigilant against the threats to our shared security and deter and confront any aggression."
Now, in Ukraine today, a Russian soldier who already pleaded guilty in the first war crimes trial testified he was following orders killing a Ukrainian man, and he apologized to the man's widow, also in the capital, Kyiv.
Following last night's flag raising at the U.S. Embassy today, the first full official day of operations here since it was shut down in February. Prior to Russian invasions, we should see the new ambassador coming here shortly.
Fox's Greg Palcott. In Russia, McDonald's has worked out a fast food deal, starting the process of selling all its 850 restaurants in Russia. They'll be rebranded as McDonald's pulls out because of the invasion. It's a frustrating, frightening time for parents trying to find baby formula.
But I've been to CVS, Walgreens, Target, and there's nowhere to be found.
She's in Hoboken, New Jersey. The U.S. government will be importing more formula. The FDA commissioner just said an Abbott facility shut down after recall, leading to the shortage, could reopen in a week or two. On Wall Street, some more selling this morning. The Dow is down 306 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
That massacre in Buffalo has been labeled domestic terrorism. In Congress, the House has passed a bill to mandate more intelligence sharing among law enforcement and Homeland Security with the goal of combating white supremacy.
The U.S. House passes a new Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act that, if it could pass the Senate, would direct more than $100 million to agencies within the Justice and Homeland Security departments that will surveil and share intelligence on people and organizations deemed to be racist threats. The vote came down party lines, with only Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger siding with Democrats to pass it. Senate Democrats plan on voting on it next week, but they lack a majority to guarantee its passing. Eben Brown, Fox News.
They keep counting the votes in Pennsylvania, where the Republican Senate race is not just too close to call, it keeps getting closer. Dr. Mehmet Oz, backed by former President Trump, now only has about a 1,200-vote lead over David McCormick.
Former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick has cut Oz's lead by more than half in the last 24 hours. This race appears to be headed to a recount, which by law kicks in automatically in Pennsylvania when the margin of victory is 0.5% or less. In Allegheny County, there are some delays after 31 precincts experienced memory stick failures. As a result, those voting machines in the precincts had to be delivered to a centralized facility where the voting data will eventually be extracted. In Lancaster County, poll workers have been sifting through 22,000 ballots by hand.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. The eventual winner of this primary will face Democrat John Fetterman in November. The price of oil down this morning more than a dollar. It's been on $107 a barrel, but it'll have to fall a lot more to stop surging gas prices, hitting a record high again today. AAA's national average for regular $4.59 a gallon. It's $6.06 in California. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.